Garvey explained to Cole after the second gathering that the circle would continue meeting without him. He wouldn't say exactly why, but he did say that Edwin had remained in Minneapolis to attend the meetings. During the next 2 weeks, Edwin stopped by to visit several times. He never said much, but he studied Cole the way a person looks at a chessboard planning the next move. When he spoke, he asked pointed questions without explaining himself. After each visit, he left without saying goodbye. All he ever mumbled was, "Gotta go." Nathaniel Blackwood stopped by unexpectedly one day to announce he would no longer be Cole's lawyer. Cole's father had refused to pay additional legal fees, and now a public defender would be assigned. Barely 2 days later, Garvey and Edwin stopped by together. They sat down on Cole's bed and stared at him.
"What are you staring at?" Cole asked.
"So, you think you're changed, huh?" grunted Edwin.
"What difference does it make?" said Cole. He looked down at his feet.
"I feel different."
"How so?" said Garvey.
"It's hard to explain," Cole said.
"You better try."
Edwin's voice left no room for discussion. Cole quit trying to think of answers with his head, and instead let his feelings answer. "After I was mauled, when I thought I was going to die, I felt like just a plant or something. Like I wasn't important. I didn't know why I even existed. That scared me. I know it doesn't make any sense, but I realized that I was dying and I had never really even lived. Nobody trusted me. I had never loved anybody and nobody had ever really loved me."
Edwin and Garvey exchanged a glance.
"So how did that change things?" Garvey asked.
"I don't know," Cole said, emotions welling up from deep inside. "I really don't know. I just know that my dad's not going to ever come back to say he's sorry. Even if he did, he couldn't change what he did. He couldn't take away the memories."
"So you think this is all his fault, huh?" asked Edwin.
"No,"
said Cole, his voice trembling.
"Mom said his parents beat him up too. I don't know where the anger all started. All I know is I don't ever want to have a kid and beat him up."
Cole wiped at his eyes.
"What makes you think you're better than your dad or his parents?" asked Garvey.
"I'm no better," Cole said. "I'm worse. Dad never ended up in jail."
"Not yet," Garvey said. "So, if you are worse, what makes you think things can be different for you?"
Cole swallowed hard.
"Maybe they can't be. Maybe I'll never change. All I know is that things happened on the island that I can't explain. I've never been so scared."
When Edwin and Garvey didn't answer, Cole found himself irritated.
"What's with all the questions?" he asked. "You two are wasting your time now."
"Are we?" Edwin asked. Cole fought back the tears blurring his vision.
"You two are the only ones who ever cared about me," he blurted. "It's not like I don't appreciate what you're doing, but I screwed everything up. I'm going to jail. Can't you see that? Why don't you just leave me alone now and quit wasting your time?"
Garvey cleared his throat strongly and rubbed at his neck.
"Edwin and I are probably the two biggest fools alive."
"Or maybe we remember our own pasts too well," Edwin added.
"We still believe in you and think there's hope," Garvey said. "Because of that, we've stuck our necks out so far, we feel like two giraffes. Last night, we convinced the Circle to release you to our custody."
"What do you mean, your custody?" Cole asked.
"You're going back to the island," Edwin said.